some stuff that we need to
thank you.
It's taking a while, so.
Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, yeah, right. That's good, that's really good.
Yeah, any question? As you may all know, we are at the beginning of the next half of the book. What could be done about it?
Mm.
Okay, we understood what the problem is, or not. We'll see it little by little during the career, but we know what it is all about. Know it yourself, and understanding that happiness is created by you, for you, but not towards you. This is something we are taught. The first thing was that find someone outside. Find a helping hand. Why? Logically, because yes.
You want to get outside yourself.
Yes, to get outside of yourself. That was the visiting the caliph. That was the last step of the first half, right? I said, the cure. Oh, you could fight with yourself forever and not be happy. You should come out. For coming out, you have to believe in something outside. So he started to explain what the cure is. I said, by that, by knowing I mean old, but I mean old. I mean old not in a time fashion or time wisely. I'm talking about the old wisdom. Something which is in you, is in me, is in all of us. Look at the simple process of improvement we see around us. They call it so many things, there are so many scientific, non-scientific approach about it. But we all know that there is a gradual improvement on the earth. It has started from a very simple life, and now here it is. From then to here, little by little improvement. Improvement happens only if potential of improvement is there. Therefore, the potentiality of understanding the existence has been here, dormant, in all animals. It is started with animals. Remember, animals are the first existing stuff that we understand. They were alive. And life is improvement. Again and again and again, the essence of life is passing the torch and improve it. That's how your existence, or the existence of your species, could be guaranteed. If you improve, if you adopt, if you understand. This level of understanding has been there for billions of years, right? And we know about it. It's quite obvious today. We have seen it. We have documented that. It is not that simple, then gradually it happened like this, like this, like this. There is a turning point. There is a moment that a new era really begins. A new world will be created, which was not here before. When the animals were here, life was here, but imagination was not here. The field of imagination is ours. And with the field of imagination, we understood to imagine the universe and correct our imagination little by information we received, or it happened to be there, we noticed it, and sometimes the information kicked us in the leg to be noticed. This is how we improve. Now there is this universe of imagination. We all live in it. We fight for it. We die for it. Because that's where we really live. We are not living only in ego. Because living in ego is what an animal does. Animal copes with the environment. What do?
We adapt to it, we change. We either adapt to it or change the environment.
We adapt to it, we change it, and we don't give too much to it because it's not the most important part of our life. The most important part of our life is in our passion, in our feeling, which is another environment, which was not here before, which is here now. When we say a happy fellow, we are not talking about satisfaction of food and sex. That's what the animal is all about. Satisfaction of having a safe den, food and sex. That's it. Is there anything more over there? Here we face some other stuff which is unknown over there. Something makes you unhappy because you are informed that at the other side of the planet somebody was beaten unjustly and you feel bad. This have never happened to the animals and will never. You will see a fellow from the other side of the globe talking about peaceful coexistence with the neighbors and you feel passionate about it. This has nothing to do with life. It's much more than that. Right? And these all could be mine if I work for it. Because the potentiality is here. It's not enforced yet. I don't know, maybe a couple of thousand years from now the human being will be born al-insan al-kamil. Then the discourse will be different, but still they will try and they have to try to be better. Because this is what it is. To be better. And that better is something very illuminating and very frustrating, because when you see it, it's as obvious as light, and when you don't, it's as engulfing as darkness. When you haven't touched it yet, we are talking about illusion. When you see it, it's more real than reality. That's what the topic of Hapa is to me. We talk about Hapa. Nobody ever thought about Hapa. Yes, they are obedient to the Hapa. But the animals, they are not concerned about this. They don't know what the just and justice is. They don't know what the true and truth means. They accept the fake as it is. Because they don't think about it. You know they fake. Did you know that? A very teeny-weeny, lovely butterfly. One of the most defenseless, the most delicate, mini structure will go through a lot of different biological alleys to draw the imitation of the eye of an eagle on its wing. Because when suddenly the danger is near, it will start to flap its wings, and maybe that predator starts double thinking, we'll see the eye of an eagle, a split of second is saved the butterfly to run away. Is this magically beautiful? Yes. And it's innocent? Yes. But is it the fake or not?
Yes.
Is it the truth or a lie? It's a lie. When you go through it, animal kingdom is full of betrayal and trickery. The old survive with the tricks. Have you ever heard about the camouflage? Who's carrying the camouflage? All knows, all animals, even the high tree, even the high tree, even the high tree, even the high